Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got Crudy filling in for Brian today.
Hey there.
Yeah, hey there is right. We've got the verdicts are in for the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. All five counts, not guilty. And we're taking your calls, 844-967-2789, to get your reaction to the verdicts. We also got a couple of statements from the electeds here in Wisconsin that we'll get to as well.
And I know there was one other headline that totally captivated you.
Yeah, the other...
Something about Joe's colonoscopy.
Joe was going under some general anesthesia today, so... We had acting President Kamala Harris for at least a few hours. I believe Joe is out of the procedure. He is up at the White House again already.
Recovery.
Back to work. In recovery, back to work. That man doesn't take any time, apparently. He wanted to make sure he was back on the job as soon as he could be.
Apparently Joe doesn't like sitting on a bar stool. Not after a colonoscopy, at least.
See, I'm a very young man. I don't have to worry about those things for at least a couple decades, hopefully.
Moon River. Using the whole fist there, Doc. It's coming. It's coming.
Yeah, but I've got plenty of time, so I'm not too worried about that. But yeah, we'll dive into the Harris, I guess.
The Harris presidency.
The Harris presidency. The first female president for a little while. We'll dive into that a little bit later.
You know, I can't also. We're going to talk at least later on the Devil's Advocates, and you might join me on the show for a bit.
I might do that.
The spectacle put on in the House chambers last night by Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, that is deserved of some conversation today. And what a senseless exercise, because he stayed up all night. You know, I beat Nancy. I got the record, you know, for what? Filibustering in the House of Representatives. But
just killing some time, apparently.
All he did is talk to himself into the dark into the evening.
Hey, he made sure that there was a handful of his caucus members there as well, so that he at least had somebody behind him to clap when
AOC called them the diversity caucus, bunch of white dudes.
Yeah, I think that's what she referred to him.
And so he wrapped up sometime 8 hours and something into his pontificating.
A new record.
And then, you know, the Democrats came back and passed the bill in the light of day and got some headlines.
Yeah, right in the middle of primetime morning.
Congratulations. Television. Obviously, it's not a law yet. Still got to go through the Senate, and that's where the problems lie.
That's where the uphill battle is for sure.
But Nancy Pelosi, she had her caucus in line. How about you, Kevin? I wonder how Kevin McCarthy's doing today. He's probably happy about the Rittenhouse acquittal. If you hadn't heard yet, Kyle Rittenhouse acquitted by a jury in Kenosha on all charges. All charges. So anyways, that has captivated the imaginations and the opinions of the listening audience at 844-967-2789. Who's next?
Yeah, we got Dan from Monona giving us a call. Dan, what's your thoughts on the verdict?
I can't believe people are actually surprised.
I don't think anyone's... Well, there are going to be some surprised people, Dan. You're right about that, but I don't count myself as surprised.
After the first thing with the you can't call them victims, it reminded me of watching the trial of the Chicago 7.
Yeah.
The judges, anyway. But I say let's throw his mom in jail and see how he does without his mommy.
And what, I think her name's Wendy, although I might have that wrong. What do you think, Mama Wendy Rittenhouse? What is her crime?
She's got to be child endangerment or something, right?
Well, he's no longer a child, Dan. He's 18 years old. He's an adult.
Well, at the time.
Yeah, Dan.
Driving him over state lines. I don't know. There's got to be something they can nail her with, I would think. And nobody cares about her, I bet.
Well, Dan, you know, she's been desperately out there on the social media fundraisers. Thank you for your call. You must be on the road, man. We can hear the road noise. 844-967-2789. Mama Rittenhouse, very concerned about the legal fees. They were mounting like $110,000 in the month of November. Yeah, trials are expensive.
Mm-hmm. Especially they brought in the jury team that apparently worked on OJ's trial.
Do you know the interesting part, though? There's going to be, who gets the bail? Who gets the bail?
Oh, yeah, there's probably going to be quite a few people coming back for that $2 million. Yeah.
$2 million cash bail.
Yeah.
And the bail actually goes to the person that wrote the check.
So who wrote the check?
The check was actually written by the law firm, my understanding, of Trumpster Linwood.
Oh, so Lynn Wood's going to be covered for that check.
Remember the early defendant attorneys in this case? It was all about raising money for the defense. Well, they raised a lot of money, and now it was handed over for bail. And even guys like Ricky Schroeder, Judge Schroeder, Ricky Schroeder, I think, gets very confusing, very incestuous.
It does get very confusing.
But he was part of that. I think he put up $500,000 towards the bail.
Something like that. Yeah.
And my understanding, and this I had read some months ago, but if bail is returned, and bail now will be returned in a number of days, and my understanding is Lynn Wood's firm gets the bail money.
Wow. Well, I wonder.
That's going to create a legal battle. And Rittenhouse will go on some sort of Trump-tastic, MAGA-loving tour for fun and profit,
I suspect. He's going to be on the stump, I would assume, for some people. And, you know, he's got an internship, if he wants it, all lined up in Matt Gaetz's office down in Florida.
There's competition now for the internship offer. Apparently, Paul Gozer, you know, the guy that was censured
by the House, earlier this
Gozer week. Says, and he tweeted this out earlier today, and this is for realsies. Gozer said, you know, we're going to arm wrestle over him. I want Rittenhouse as my intern. So there we have it. We've got, you know, the recently censured Paul Gozer, and he might be involved in the insurrection, might be, you know, criminally conspiratorial in the whole, you know, January 6th thing. And then you got Matt Gaetz, soon to be an accused, soon to be an indicted sexual offender against, underage?
Trafficking of
underage people.
Underage girls.
Well, the good news is Rittenhouse is an adult now. Yeah. He can consent to whatever he wants.
I did
hanging
see
out down
those,
at Gaetz's house.
A couple of those takes online where Rittenhouse was too old for Gaetz's taste. So we'll see.
Apparently
what
he needs
there.
A new pool boy. Remember when Gaetz suddenly had a son?
Yeah.
That was somewhat odd.
It wasn't Wilbur. I can't think of the gentleman's name.
More like Manuel.
Something along those lines. But this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got Crudy filling in. The Rittenhouse verdict is in. 5 counts, all not guilty. We'll take your calls as well. 844-967-2789.
Rittenhouse will be Gaetz's new pool boy.